today, as my kids' talks seem to be lately, I don't have so much to say that's going to help you, but I hope that it kind of dribbles over and everybody else hears a little bit. This week, I went down to some place in the middle part of the state, Wildwood United Methodist Church, to help with a Celebrate Jesus event that was down there. And what was neat, and what they do is they get teams of people that they send down there. And what was neat about mine is mine was a family team. The fact that I was leaving David behind and was going to stay for a full week away from my favorite little kid was kind of difficult. But one of the team members was a three-year-old boy named Christian. Wasn't much older than you, Carter. And he was there. Well, actually, family members or family team members are supposed to be at least 5 years of age. So Christian wasn't quite the right age, but he came with the team pastor, and he didn't help a whole lot with the things that were going on there, but he sure helped me a whole lot because I got to enjoy him. And there were many other children there that in that church that I got to enjoy, and they were about your age, maybe a little bit older, in Vacation Bible School. But other ones that were on our family tree, we had an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 12-year-old, and they were fully members of the team. It was really neat to see what many people thought of as children. As a matter of fact, the people of the church kind of hurt the kids' feelings because they were thinking of them as children that came along with the team and didn't give them responsibilities at first. And the kids wanted to do the things. And when they finally were allowed to, they were some of the more effective at going up and just getting into people's hearts. But you know, to hear them pray, 8, 9, 12 years old, their training is good. They're ready for their field. And I also had something that I was going to bring to you, and you're going to have to come back next week, because one of our field trips down there was to a Russell Stover factory outlet. And I had something for you guys, but I'll bring it next week. The thing is that evangelism, servant evangelism, prayer evangelism, isn't just for the adults, but it's for the kids. It's for everybody. Yeah, for everybody. Thank you.